Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of
Rosemary Clooney with Prez Prado and his orchestra from 1959 singing Sway. What a great recording that is. Fantastic orchestra of Prez Prado backing up that song, starting with just such a slow tempo. Really classy stuff. We are approaching 1 o'clock, so it's about time to head out to Ithaca. Before we do that, I want to thank the sponsors of today's program, Saturdays with Simo. Thank you very much to Summit Ridge Supper Club, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much to each of those sponsors for making sure I'm on the air today. We will do a quick station identification, and then off we go for Ithaca's homecoming. I will be back here following the game, so I will see you then.
And before we send you off to Ithaca for the homecoming game between Brookwood and Ithaca for Ithaca's homecoming, we have this information to pass along. The 4-H medallion has been found. It was found at the Goltham Boat Landing, and it was found by Ethan Brown. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports. The Ithaca Bulldogs are taking on the Brookwood Falcons today in a Scenic Bluffs conference game. The Bulldogs looking to go 8-0. It's their homecoming football game, and we have a special Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We'll have some info from the Ithaca School Fair coming up here during our pregame show. Kickoff coming up again in about a half hour as well. We'll talk to Superintendent Greg Herps coming up on the WRCO Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show in just a moment.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. The Ithaca School Fair is this very weekend, and we have Superintendent Greg Herps joining us here today. This is an exciting time for everybody at Ithaca, isn't it?
It sure is. And one of the things that I noticed, because I'm not from here, was the first Ithaca Fair that I went to, one of the things that struck me was how important this event is to the community of Ithaca. And not just the students, but it's kind of like a family gathering, an extended family gathering, the number of people that come home. So this is a very important event for Ithaca School District and the Ithaca community at large.
the last couple of days of the week are kind of a learning, working experience for the students, right?
Yeah, they're getting ready for homecoming prep. Of course, they're excited about doing floats and those type of things. But there's a lot more than just the floats and the parade, which, of course, is wonderful. You know, you look at a town that might be two blocks long, and the number of entries that we have and the number of people that show up is very striking. But there's so much more than that, because people can come, and there are different displays in the gym, and people will have a meal together in the commons. And they'll have animals on display, and some of the kids, you know, that they've been raising their animals, and they've been bought and sold down there. So it is really kind of a unique event anymore, because the way I understand it, there are, the last I heard, only three school districts in the state of Wisconsin that still do this, Ithaca, of course, being one of them. So if you haven't been able to attend in the past and you want to see what it's all about, we invite you to come on Saturday.
It's a great opportunity for students to show their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas where they go to school, their room, and all those things, right?
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of being in a small school district that I found, because I've been in six different schools as large as I taught in a high school of about 1,400 kids in grades 10 through 12. And then I've also taught in small schools and administered in small schools. And you learn some things about yourself as you go through. And one of the things that I learned about myself is I very much enjoy small schools, because you can walk down the hallway and you can call a kid by name. You know their siblings. You very well may know their parents. You know what activities they're involved in. But one of the things that the school fair does is it gives you even more insight into what these kids are interested in, because you know, obviously, if you just see a kid in the hallway and in passing, and you might have some, you know, 15, 20-second conversations with him, I didn't know that this kid liked to raise pigs, and I didn't know that that kid had chickens and those type of things. So it's a way to connect with kids that you wouldn't otherwise have.
I know the referendum is down the road. That's something that maybe you won't be talking about so much this weekend, but it's still important. You know, if somebody wants some information, you'll give it to them, right?
Absolutely. The board members will be there to answer any questions. They're going to kind of have a little rotational shift. And then we're also going to pass out some flyers. We've been doing those. Flyers went out in the mail this week. And so every P.O. box holder in the Ithaca School District should be receiving that, you know, maybe today, tomorrow, or Saturday. And then what we're also going to do is hand out like half sheets of paper with just some more information, because, you know, again, with the extended families coming in, they may not know what Ithaca School District is dealing with right now. So this is just another way to get the word out.
Sounds good. Thanks for talking with us, Greg, and happy homecoming.
I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you very much.
You bet. Greg Herbst joining us from our reports here at Ithaca during school fair weekend.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rake in the deals this week at All-American Duet Center. Save $2 on RV and Marine antifreeze, now $3.99. Save 25% on Havoline Gallon Antifreeze Concentrate, now $14.99. 8-ounce Stable is now $5.99. And Mouse Glue Traps, just $1.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 20th at All-American Duet Center in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
From the Ithaca School Fair, we're talking to a couple of the senior reps here today on WRCO. We have Tristan Peterson. We have Nolan Waldner joining us. We'll start with you, Tristan. Has it been a good school year so far?
So far, yeah.
And your senior year, you blink and you're already a month plus into school, aren't you?
Yeah.
So how are things going in terms of volleyball? They must be going pretty well.
Yeah, volleyball's going good. We got two more games next week so we can secure conference. Mm-hmm. We've been working hard, practicing hard. The team gets along well, so it's been a good season.
Yeah, it really, you kind of turned the corner and you really had some big wins. How tough was the victory against Kickapoo earlier this week?
It was hard. We went five sets. We won the first two, and then they were just close after that. And that last fifth set, I don't know, we just took it into another gear and we figured out how to win.
You know, and you have to play another match that night, too. It's really tough. The conference makes you do that. But then you had to face Lafarge, and that wasn't easy either, was it?
It wasn't easy at first. You know, we lost the first set. We had a big mental struggle with that first five-set game against Kickapoo. So going into another game after that, when you're completely exhausted, you know, it's hard. But we managed to pull through. So we play Lafarge again next Tuesday and then Wazika. But I think we'll be good.
What are some other clubs and activities you're involved in here, Tristan?
Well, I'm class president, so I'm kind of supervising stuff for the fair. I got student council for class games tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we got to set up for the dance this weekend, so got a lot going on.
You do. Are you going to play the song Welcome to the Jungle during the dance, or do you know, or do you even know that song?
I do know that song,
okay,
but
good.
You know, I have to confer with everybody else.
It's a good one, that's for sure. We'll bring Nolan into the conversation as well. Nolan, how's it going with football this year?
It's good. We're doing pretty good this year.
So off to a 7-0 start, I would say. What's the coach told you that you have to do on Saturday?
Just don't overlook them and come ready to work.
What positions do you play on the team, Nolan?
I'm tight end and D tackle.
Okay. Has there been a favorite game so far?
Bangor was probably my favorite game.
That was a huge win, and you're down 10-0 in that game. Was there ever a doubt? I mean, what were you thinking at halftime?
We knew we could beat them. We just had to clean up a few things, and then we did that, yeah.
Okay. What are some other clubs and activities you're involved in here at Ithaca?
I'm in the yearbook club. Decided just to do that for fun this year. And then I also do wrestling.
Okay. Great. And, yearbook and wrestling, that keeps you pretty busy. Have you thought about a career? What you'd like to be doing after Ithaca days?
I might either do a lineman or find an apprenticeship for an electrician.
Okay. Can you give us any insight into the senior float? What's that looking like?
It's coming along. I'm kind of just all over the place.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just doing whatever.
Okay, so no real insight into it, but how are the seniors doing as far as all the competitions are concerned?
I think we'll win.
You think you will?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Tristan? Do you think the seniors are going to take it this year or not?
I mean, so far we're already in the lead for points, and we usually dominate class games, so I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Powder puff, you know, volleyball for the boys. Think will be great.
Mm-hmm.
Football for the girls. I mean, I'm on the team and we got all these other girls, so I think it'll be great.
I know you love volleyball, but had you had an option to play flag football in your high school career, would you have done that instead?
I struggle catching the ball, and that's my job tonight. So maybe after tonight I'll make a decision.
That's honest. What about you? You know, there is boys volleyball at some of the big schools.
I'll do volleyball for fun, but not competitive.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us, and good luck. Huh? Go seniors, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Tristan Peterson and Nolan Waldner in this report from WRCO. The Ithaca School Fair continues this weekend.
Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Our pregame show continues, leading toward game time between Ithaca and Brookwood. Coming up, we have some info about the game. In fact, while I was at Ithaca this week, I caught up with co-head coach Kyle Kelly of the Ithaca staff.
Coach Kyle Kelly joins us. Kyle, as you get ready for the big game here with Brookwood, I'm sure you've been giving the speech all week about, hey, we got to focus on the game, right?
Yeah, that's definitely the big thing with homecoming is there's 900 other things in a football game going on, but you always have to reiterate the number one goal of homecoming is to win a football game.
So you played pretty well again at Royal last week. What stuck out in the game about that one?
We kind of really come alive in the second half. Royal drove the ball down on us pretty easily, but we stopped them each time in the red zone. We've had some huge red zone stops, so our defense once again came through clutch when we needed them to.
What sticks out in the scouting report about this week's opponent, Brookwood?
It's the first time in a while we're going to see a team that likes to air it out. We've played a lot of run-heavy teams, especially as of late, so we're going to shift things around a little bit defensively and try and stop the pass.
How big is it to get Mac Neef back here for the end of the season?
That's awesome to have him back. You know, I'm so happy as a senior he gets to play out the final games, and hopefully we have quite a few more left to play. It's awesome to have him back.
When you schedule a game back in whenever it was, maybe 2023, you know, and you're looking at the 12th of October and you're thinking, man, it might be snowing. You guys are going to get off pretty lucky this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful once again. I don't think we've hardly had to wear sleeves at a game yet.
So, bottom line, what are you going to tell the guys before they take the field here against Brookwood?
That they have an opportunity as the first year in this conference to, if they win Saturday, they guarantee the share of the conference, so that's goal number one.
And Brookwood is your old stomping grounds, right? Is that correct?
I don't like to admit that.
But does it have special meaning to you then, Coach?
Not a whole lot anymore. It'd be kind of cool to see some of them. Some of my coaches, I think, are still there, but it's just another team anymore for me.
Okay, sounds good. You're not going to wear your Brookwood letter jacket or anything to practice?
It don't fit.
I hear you. All right. Well, good luck this weekend, Coach.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Coach Kelly joining us here on this report.
I also spoke this week with David Klang of the Ithaca Bulldogs, and we present those comments now during the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
David, looking back to last week, did the game go pretty well from the coaching standpoint at Royal?
I thought it went really well. We were a little bit nervous with it. They had some really long drives that our defense were finally able to kind of stop. We kind of bent but didn't break type mentality. Then our offense took over and just like started chewing them up and scoring kind of with pretty good ease, and that was kind of nice to build that momentum. It's kind of a different game. We knew that we had to really bring it against them, and that's exactly what they did.
This team has kind of risen to the occasion. Do they get extra fired up for these games, you know, as you look at some of the games that you've played so far in the Scenic Bluffs?
They definitely get fired up for games, especially like transferring into the Scenic Bluffs. Historically, they've been always been told that the Ridge and Valley wasn't the caliber of the Scenic Bluffs teams, and that kind of really kind of put a fire under them. And like just moving in there and having the success that we've had so far this year, transferring in, that's kind of been a big help, and I think that's one of the reasons why is because they've been told for forever that like they didn't belong, or every time we play them, we lose to Scenic Bluff teams, and that kind of put a fire under all of our players, and they've been outstanding every time we go out there.
Your choice of opponents, sometimes it's just a matter of who's willing to play on a Saturday during the Ithaca Fair, isn't it?
Yeah, usually it is. We kind of put it out there, like, we have a big fair, and we'd like to do it on a Saturday, and sometimes it works out really nice, and we have those, especially like this year. It is kind of a later homecoming, but it worked out that way. It's nice to have a Saturday game, and we are able to have Brookwood come and agree to play on a Saturday, which I think Coach Kelly is really excited about, because that's his past high school and getting to play against his old team. So he's fired up about that.
And what do you know about this year's Falcons?
They're going to air raid everything out, lots of passes. They have lots of kids, which they have a lot to pick from. And so it'll be kind of a different game plan than we've had the last couple weeks, because most teams have traditionally been run heavy, and these guys are definitely very, very pass heavy. So it'll kind of bring a different aspect to our game and our defense, and it'll be kind of exciting and a little bit change of pace than what we've had the last few games.
So it sounds like you might have Mac Neef back for the next few games. How big is that?
That was awesome getting Mac back and just having the hope of getting him back there. For a while, we didn't know if he was going to be able to finish out his senior season at all. And he's slowly working his way back up. And this will be kind of his first game back since week three. And that's huge, and kind of get us fully healthy and ready to go heading into the playoffs, and getting him caught back up to speed. And then we have options elsewhere, like we Ben Otto filled in for Mac for all these games. That gives us some depth and be able to move Ben around if we need to. So that's huge, getting Mac back and allowing him to finish out his senior season and giving us more depth.
A big game Saturday, and one more game of the regular season. At this point, you don't want to stub your toe, do you?
No, and we're still kind of in that, taking one game at a time. We realize the kind of season that we're having, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's this week, and then after this week's over, it's the next week. Like, we just keep going one game at a time, and everything will work its way out if we keep that mentality and not get too far ahead of ourselves and get thinking huge picture and big picture down the road. Just take it one game at a time.
Are you incorporating some new things that maybe you're kind of planning for the postseason at this point, just trying to maybe get a few new things in that teams haven't seen yet?
Yeah, it kind of helps this week. We have a little bit of a more of extended practice with the game on Saturday, so we can put new things in. We might not use them this week or next week at all, but like, we'll have them kind of ready and loaded for when we do need them, and just getting those extra reps, and that'll definitely kind of help for when we get into different games and different scenarios that we've had that practice and had those reps, and maybe we even use it in a game or two and kind of see how it works. But yeah, we're definitely trying some new things and looking at some different options.
Sounds good, Coach. Good luck as you get ready for homecoming.
Thank you.
Ithaca coach David Klang on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match, and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca High School, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's high school football homecoming broadcast. I'm Phil Nee. We've had the Hall of Fame inductions here. We're just about set for game time between the Bulldogs and the Falcons. Good to see a lot of people here to support our Hall of Fame inductees, which I just had the honor to announce over the PA system. Deidre Faber-Schumacher, a 2002 Ithaca High School graduate, stand out here in cross country and basketball and track and field, but also in her collegiate years, had an amazing college career at Winona, where she is in their Athletic Hall of Fame now, Winona's 2016 inductee, and also she's a member of the NSIC, a collegiate Hall of Fame. So certainly she's had an illustrious career. And Brady Nelson, class of 2005, who is a longtime coach here at Ithaca at many levels, including track and field, possibly where he is best known, but he's been around helping out with middle school football, basketball, and other sports, and he continues to give back to the young people of Ithaca and the Ithaca Weston area. So a very worthy inductee into the Community Service Hall of Fame is Brady Nelson. Congratulations to those. In the booth with us today is Mr. Chad Clary. Chad is here, and Chad, how does it look out there today? The boys ready to go?
Oh, yeah, they're ready to go. This is one of the more focused teams I've seen on a homecoming day. They came out and did a walkthrough at 11:15, and they were ready to go then, and you can tell by just being out there with them, they're ready to go.
This year's team, now I'm just an observer, but it seems like they're very disciplined. They do a lot of things. It sounds like they're real students of the game. Is that the case?
They have really asked a lot of questions to understand why they're doing the things they are, and they're a lot of fun to be around because they constantly want to know the past here, and they're trying to make their mark, and they're doing a good job of it.
That's a rarity these days, isn't it, for kids to want to know about the past?
Yeah, they always ask questions about who was the best lineman and who was this, and obviously nobody was the best, but there's been a lot of good ones go through here, and they're trying to emulate those people.
I know it's hard to pinpoint. I asked Coach Rice that one time. I said, hey, could you do like an all-Ithaca, all-time team? And he said, really couldn't. Because
right, you can't.
Different eras and things like
that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of people have did special things on the field here at Ithaca, and this group has fallen in their footsteps.
I like to read because on homecoming there's a special insert with all the school records in there. You've been around a lot of those.
Yeah.
But some of them are quite impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, we're hoping to have you announce one today with our kicker. If he makes two extra points today, he will tie the record, and then three would surpass it, I believe.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We're going to be on you if that happens, and so hopefully get it out there. He's
Balthazar Kaiser,
yes,
and
yep.
He's a foreign exchange student.
He is. He's from Germany, and obviously when a foreign exchange kid comes, you have first thing is, can you kick? And, you know, he went right out there, and he made 10 in a row extra points, and it's like, well, I guess we have a kicker.
He won the audition,
yeah,
didn't
and
he?
He's very, very good at it. So
he seems to be just like, I don't want to say ice water in the veins, but it just doesn't seem like a lot really rattles him.
He is. Our Coach Maxwell likes to stand right behind him and make noise and try to get his attention when he's getting set to, before the snap, and he never blinks an eye. He just focuses and puts it through every time. So
I've also been impressed with this year's Ithaca line, Chad.
Yeah.
Can you talk about them?
Yeah, I'm very happy with our line. You know, we took probably the most experienced lineman and put him in the backfield this year, and the young guys have stepped up, and they're really doing a good job of making holes for those running backs, and that's why we're having a lot of success.
And what a season Wyatt Hilby's having.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a bull. You know, even some of the plays in the first half when it's maybe a 3-yard carry, those kids that tackled him probably don't want to do it again. So those open up quick, and he's having a good year.
Rushing runner. Well, Chad, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
You need to get your headset on, and you aren't listening to WRCO. You're listening to the sidelines, right?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Take care.
Chad Clary, who is one of the assistant coaches of this year's Ithaca team. Right now, our national anthem, we're going to have Ben Hipsch sing the national anthem here prior to game time. Senior Ben Hipsch singing today's national anthem. We'll take a break and come back with more from Ithaca Homecoming 2024. The Bulldogs take on the Brooklyn Falcons today on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Canyon of Lights Parade and the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
The teams have been announced this afternoon. The Bulldogs choosing to be introduced as a team. Brookwood's offense is being introduced. They're led by Brandon Posh. He is the quarterback. He has thrown for 870 yards and also rushed for 247 yards. Jackson Kunitz, also a running back, has ran for 172 this year. Owen Wong, the leading receiver, at 340 yards, and Brennan Mack, 241 yards receiving. Brookwood in their common red lettering and black uniforms, and the Bulldogs in their home purple and gray. Led by Keegan Jones, the junior quarterback, has thrown for 641 yards. Wyatt Hilby, the leading rusher, 829 yards. He is nearing 1,000 already in the eighth week of the season. Wesley Nelson has rushed for 342. The leading receivers, Channing Brown, 435 yards caught, and Wesley Nelson, 150. Here we go. Brookwood will kick it off to the Bulldogs from our left to our right, and we hope you enjoy this afternoon's homecoming football on a beautiful day, a little bit overcast, a little bit of breeze out of the north, and here's a kick. End over end, going to be taken back around the 15-yard line by the Bulldogs. Return man coming back to the 35 to the 40. Good return to the 41-yard line by Channing Brown. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over. First to 10, Ithaca 41-yard line. Bulldogs are led by their quarterback, Keegan Jones, as we mentioned. Jones in the backfield, joined by wide receivers Caden Keller on the outside and Channing Brown. Houston Garcia Bolin will line up at a running back. And then, of course, Wyatt Hilby and Nolan Waldner. Devin Pine is on the line, along with Isaiah Fargent, Caden Coleman, Mac Neef, and Cody Burns. Running play right side, going for a few yards is Nelson, and he's got the 50 and maybe a first down. Wesley Nelson with a good run, and the Bulldogs get about 10 at a pop. Officials are going to line it up. I think they're going to mark it just short of the first down. It's just into Brookwood territory, almost to the 49-yard line. Ball is on the peak, the crown of the field here in Ithaca. And ready to go, the Bulldogs at the line. Second down and short yardage. There's the snap to Jones out of the shotgun. He'll be going to get a big hole, 45, then stumbles and then falls on the football right around the 41-yard line. Brookwood trying to get in there and rip it away. Drew Powell, a junior linebacker, comes in to try and knock that ball away, but it is called down, and the Bulldogs have it first and 10 at 41 of the Brookwood Falcons. had Hilby not slipped a little bit, he might have had a few more yards on that particular play. Good to see a lot of alumni here today, seeing some folks that I haven't seen for a long time. Quite a few of them coming up and asking me if I have that money that they loaned me. First down and 10. Here's the snap from center. Handoff going for a running play to Nelson. He crashes across the 40 to the 38 of the Brookwood Falcons. And he gets helped up there. Good sportsmanship. The tackler was Carter Arbuckle. That'll be second down and 6 yards to go. Second down play coming up. A little bit of a light breeze, as mentioned, and a beautiful American flag over on the side of the field, blowing toward the south. There's a snap. Back to throw is Jones. Pumps short. Now Brookwood coming after him. He breaks a tackle. Jones on the near side trying to get out of bounds, and he will. Loss of a yard or so. And Jones gets up a little slowly. Several on the stop. Drew Powell got him last. So it looked like Bulldogs were setting up for a possible long play, pass play that time, and it was thwarted by the pressure up front by the Brookwood Falcons. Good pressure. 52, Mitchell Schlafer got a little pressure on the quarterback. Bulldogs will break committee and head to the football. Egan Jones, the quarterback, he's got tight end out to the left side, Nolan Waldner, and Jones is back to throw. Throws it on the run. He's got a man wide open, Brown. Brown grabs it at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He'll walk into the end zone for the Bulldogs. Channing Brown wide open. Floated over there on the flat around the 20-yard line. And a big strike for the Bulldogs. 41 yards on the TD from Keegan Jones. Nice throw. And Channing had a lot of time out there. Probably that's the worst when you're a receiver. You're so wide open and you're just waiting for the pass, hoping that it'll get there on time. So Kaiser out to attempt the extra point. There's the kick. It is on the way. Oh, it doinked off the upright and no good. 6-0. The score stays. 9:37 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football today from WRCO at WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
We hope you enjoyed our Ithaca School Fair reports. Had a lot of good guests on the air with us yesterday and today. Our school fair report sponsored by Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Schultz Mortgage Team. Proud to support the area. So the Bulldogs score comes after taking over at their own 41-yard line, putting together a nice drive, capped it off with a 41-yard pass. Keegan Jones to Channing Brown. Here we go. Ithaca will kick off for the first time today. Here's the approach and the end over end by Brown. It's going to bounce sharply around the 15, bobbled by Brookwood. And now they'll head ahead for a few yards to the 20. The 27 out to around the 29-yard line. On the return, number 8 on the return. That was Posh. And so that's where Brookwood will take over. The quarterback by Braden Posh. We'll call the name of Jackson Kunitz a lot as well. Also, Owen Wong. The wide receivers are Cullen Brigaman and Brennan Mack. And along the line today, we have Tyler Winchell, number 51, and number 71, Brock Berry. 74, Grayson Stebbins. 77, Wyatt Ford. First and 10 for the Brookwood Falcons for their first play from scrimmage from their own 29. They're back to throw. They're going to air one out on the near side. That's incomplete and overthrown, intended for number 19, Cullen Brigaman. Second down and 10. Brookwood on the year, struggled in the win column. Boy, they have had some teams over the years. We've been to Brookwood a few times for playoff games. Bulldogs come in at 7-0, Brookwood at 0-7. And talking with some folks from there, they were saying that got a lot of athletes on this team just trying to put it all together. It's notable. They've got some guys that have some good speed. And the quarterback, Posh, who's a senior, back now on the shotgun, takes the handoff, going to throw again. It is almost intercepted. Bulldogs had a pick possibly at the 40-yard line. Stepping in front there was Isaiah Fargent, a pass intended for Gavin Havlick. Incomplete. Third down and 10 for the Brookwood Falcons. Very nice parade today. 52 units in the parade for a school, a town, a community this size. That is very impressive. And lots of everything from, of course, the school floats, community vendors, and then politicians, police and fire, a little bit of everything. On a draw play, Brookwood's going to try to run one on fourth down. There's a tackle, but I believe there's going to be a flag on the play against the Bulldogs. So the running back was Jackson Kunitz, and the Bulldogs had him stopped at the line of scrimmage, but a personal foul face mask called on the Bulldogs. And inadvertent, and I would say maybe only a five-yard variety, but we'll see as they step this one off. And nope, going to be more than that. Going to give Brookwood a good jolt here. Moves out to the 45-yard line. So that's where Brookwood will take over. So they get a first down. Bulldogs, that was an unfortunate thing. They had them stopped. So the ball marked officially at Brookwood's 44-yard line. They're up to snap the football. The Bulldogs back into position. And the snap to Posh. He's back to throw again. Throws one on the right flat. They've got an open man. He catches. Runs to the 50, down the sidelines, and driven out of bounds around the 42-yard line of Ithaca. Big completion there to Kunitz out of the backfield, driven out of bounds by Ethan Brookram. And the chains move on again for Brookwood. Falcons playing well here in their opening drive. Set up a nice pass out of the flat. Bulldogs were not out there to cover as quickly as they could have been or should have been. Brookwood stays in the huddle now and now comes out and ready to snap the ball from the Ithaca 41-yard line. Braden Posh looks it over. He'll operate out of the shotgun. He's got Kunitz behind him. There's the snap and a throw to the right side caught by the Falcons. And Kunitz turns in down to the 39-yard line. Hit and dropped by Caden Keller. Caden with the open field tackle. 6-0 Bulldogs are leading, 8:35 remaining here in the first quarter of area high school football. We will get all kinds of action for you on the radio today, and also we're going to have some halftime interviews. A couple of more of the Bulldog senior players will be on with us during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We had a chance to interview several of them through various things this week, FFA and some of the things they're involved in. Danning Brown and Wyatt Hilby will be featured in interviews at halftime. Fake handoff, and now Brookwood throws it near side. They've got a man. It's caught, and they turn in and move downfield to around the 30 to the 29-yard line. Falcons continue to move the ball. That was Colton, Owen Wong, and he is injured after he was tackled. Well, he fell on the football, so Lindsay Tollickson, the athletic trainer, is provided by Richland Sports Medicine, is out to make sure that he is all right. And Owen gets up under his own power and heads to the far sideline. Brookwood with some fans over on the far side of the field. Ithaca has them outnumbered greatly here today, of course, on homecoming day. But fans are lined up across the end zone, about halfway across the end zone at the north end. And then, of course, fans in the stands and people standing along the rope, going all the way to the other end zone. Always impressive. Hats off to Brookwood. It's any team that comes in and plays on homecoming day, it's got to be just a little bit intimidating, pulling into such a big crowd. But they're doing all right. Nice drive. Here, this is on the 30-yard line of Ithaca. Bosch takes the snap, handoff for a running play on the counter opportunity, and Kunitz is driven down after getting to around the 26-yard line. Luna's trying to follow the block of Big Wyatt Ford, their tackle, and the Bulldogs able to bring him down. Caden Coleman on the stop for the Bulldogs. Well played, and right now it is second down and 9 yards to go for the Brookwood Falcons. We've covered a lot of matchups between these two teams over the years going way back. Brookwood was a conference member of the Ridge and Valley for football for a number of years. They swapped with DeSoto many years ago and played Ridge and Valley football. Here comes the shotgun snap. Back to throw is Bosch. A little screen to the right side. It's incomplete and broken up nicely by number 23, Liam Rowan, for the Bulldogs. That'll bring up third down. Think back to some great battles between then-coach Dan Rice and Brookwood coach Tom Cotton, who is there, former player at Brookwood. And Tom turned up a few years ago with Kickaboo LaFarge, if I remember right. Coach there. 6:43 remaining in the opening quarter. It is 6-0 in favor of the hosting Ithaca Bulldogs on their homecoming day. Third down and 9 yards to go for the Falcons in Ithaca territory around the 29-yard line. Bosch takes the snap, looking to throw. They're coming after him, and now he steps up in the pocket, throws left side, incomplete. Kunitz, the intended receiver. Bulldogs coverage from Liam Rowan and pressure up the middle from Cody Burns. Fourth down for Brookwood and 9 yards to go. Bulldogs haven't been getting as much pressure on the quarterback, so a credit to the Brookwood line. A fourth down decision coming up for Brookwood and head coach Jeremy Mack. So the play comes from the far sideline. And Brookwood will break huddle. Fourth down. 9 yards to go for the 29 of Ithaca. The quarterback takes the snap. Posh is ready. Now he's going to whip under the left side. Knocked away at the last minute. Almost picked off by the Bulldogs. Caden Keller again coming up from the flat and making a nice play. And Brookwood turns it over on downs. Big play by the Ithaca defense. Well, credit to Brookwood's offense. Put together a nice drive, but they come up short, and the Bulldogs will take over at their own 29-yard line for their second possession of the day, leading 6-0 here in the ballgame. Ball is on the near hash mark for Jones and the offense. There's the snap and a whistle before the play. And it looks like a timeout was taken. Brookwood using a timeout, 6:32 remaining in this first quarter. 6-0, Ithaca leading here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Country during homecoming school fair, and lots of stuff going on today. Ithaca alumnus Dave Bangert playing some music up in the end zone there. I think he's going to switch over to the dance, play there tonight. It'll be the 50th homecoming dance Dave Bangert has attended at Ithaca. Handoff running play. He'll be gaping hole, runs over a couple out to the 40 to the 41-yard line. Wyatt Hilby, man, he has got a head of steam going and runs through, slices through for a big first down. Ball put at the 41-yard line, Ithaca zone. Play comes in from the near side. Keegan Jones, the quarterback, joins him in the huddle. And the Bulldogs up to snap the football. Good to have Mac Neef back on the line after being out. They thought perhaps for the season. There's the snap. Handoff. Wesley Nelson following the block of Hilby. Steps inside. First down. And he's got a little extra. About 12 yards on the run. Into Brookwood territory at the 47-yard line. Bulldogs showing they can move the ball, and Brookwood, it's in their best interest to try to keep the ball in their own hands and have a time-consuming drive, which they had, but failed to score, and the Bulldogs now slicing up the field. Ithaca leading 6-0 here, and the Bulldogs head to the football. Ball at the 49-yard line, one man wide to the right side for the Bulldogs. There's the snap from center. Back to throw is Jones. They're coming after him. Now he steps up and tries to get away, and he's tackled by the Brookwood Falcons, number 71, Brock Berry. Bulldogs are sacked, and that will move it back to around the 45-yard line, so a loss of all of 5 yards. And the Bulldogs back to the drawing board now. They were mentioning some mascot races. I've not heard if they're going on today or not. I know the Bulldog mascot's here, so maybe they automatically just give him the prize. Second down and 15, Jones will hand off. He'll be trying to run to the near side. And there's a push and then a couple of out of bounds pushed by the Brookwood Falcons through Powell. So he'll be got about 5 yards. There was a possible play right there on the sidelines. The Bulldogs actually kind of held up the Brookwood tackler. He was heading with a full head of steam toward the rope here and held up. So third down for the Bulldogs. They got back the loss of yardage on the quarterback pressure from the 49 of Brookwood. There's the snap, handoff, Wesley Nelson. He threw for more than a first down. Still going, sidesteps another, still going. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Bulldogs. Wes Nelson with a run, 4:39 remaining in the awesome start here for the Bulldogs. So a big run for the Bulldogs, and that'll make it 12-0. Ithaca going up to try the extra point. We'll see if they kick it. They will. Balthazar Kaiser doinked it off the upright last time. It's been very accurate for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 13-0, 4:39 remaining in the first quarter. Bulldogs up by a couple of touchdowns. You're listening to High School Football Today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
49-yard touchdown run by Wes Nelson and the extra point kick by Balthazar Kaiser. German exchange student having a great year. So he is one away from tying the Bulldogs school record for extra points in a season. So that would be Austin Cast in 2014 at 24 extra points. So that record looks to be possibly at least tied today if the Bulldogs score again. So Ithaca will kick off after the score. Here's the approach and the end over end by Brown. That one scoots through, taken around the 20-yard line by the Falcons. And they run with a pretty good seam to the left side all the way to the 41-yard line. Kunitz with a return to the Brookwood 41. Tackled by the kicker, Channing Brown. And that's where Brookwood will take over for its second possession at its own 41-yard line. 13-0 the score, the Bulldogs. Brookwood's busted, didn't quite get caught in the parade. Longtime DeSoto coach Ev Wick always liked to tell the story about DeSoto coming to play Ithaca on homecoming day and the bus getting caught in the parade, which I do remember. I think that happened. The parade might have been over with, but people were standing around, and all of a sudden, what's the DeSoto bus doing in the Ithaca parade? I don't know. It was an accident. Here's a snap from center. The quarterback goes over one tackler and then does not elude another. He is brought down right around the 44-yard line. So He's slow to get up, and now helped up. Great pass. So several on the Bulldog tackle. Nolan Waldner helping out. And Brookwood is back into committee. Clock has stopped right now. I'm not sure exactly why, unless there was a bit of an injury there. Yeah, the officials are telling him to run the clock here. They're up to the line. Brookwood is ready to go. Man in motion. There's the snap. And a handoff for Kunitz. He slips down himself. There was a little bit of a hole there on that counter and lost a yard on the play. The Bulldogs were closing quickly. Cody Burns in the vicinity, and that'll bring up a third down and about 9 yards to go for a first down. Ithaca with a couple of touchdowns early. Brookwood on its second drive of the game. And the play comes in from the far side. Braden Tiemann, number 81, running the play in for Coach Jeremy Mack. There's another game going on today as well. Homecoming for Pecatonica Argyle, I believe. Whistle sounds, and I believe a timeout was taken. Brookwood uses its second timeout. 3:40 remaining in the opening quarter of football here in Ithaca. 13-0. The Bulldogs leading Brookwood on Homecoming Day. WRCO, WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Third down coming up for Brookwood when we return. Got to see a couple of my old buddies and pals and scholars. My old friend Paul Miller, who I went to all 12 years of school with. He'd get in trouble and blame it on me, and I'd blame it on him, and we get along swimmingly. Third down play coming up, but hello to Paul. Good to see him today. Man in motion for the near side. There's the snap. Back to throw, the QB, and Posh steps up, and the Bulldogs gobble him up there. Big quarterback sack, the Bulldogs first today. He is brought down way back at the 35-yard line. Excellent play by the Bulldogs, led by Caden Coleman, number 60, one of the Bulldogs' senior members. Fourth down for Brookwood. Old Kevin Hauser is out there as well. Who would have believed that someday he would be a president of a bank or a co-op. That's another one of those things that going back to 80, 81, you just never know. There's a snap from center and bobbled by the punter. Now he's going to try to run. He's got to be gobbled up. The ball is loose on the play. Brookwood's picking it up. It's loose again. Finally, the Bulldogs fall on it. Brookwood's Wyatt Ford, one of the linemen, he tried to pick that ball up and run with it and then fell and lost the football, and the Bulldogs recovered it. Oh, that was a wild set of plays there for the Bulldogs. Picked up by Houston Garcia Boland, the junior guard. So Ithaca takes over after a fumble on the punt. And here come the Bulldogs. Great field position. They're in Brookwood territory at the 35-yard line. Timeout for an equipment issue for one of the Brookwood players. And now he's ready. The Bulldogs up to the line, ready to go. There's the snap. Handoff. He'll be gaping hole. Right tackle. Ooh, he's moving. He's grooving. Side steps one. Stiff arms another. He's going all the way. Touchdown for Wyatt Hilby. Hilby gets the score. Oh, but hold on. Hold the phone. There's a flag. Flag on the play, and it may be coming back. And it will. Wow. That was a highlight reel run there by Wyatt Hilby. He's been doing a lot of those this year, but that one was extra special. So the officials mark it back, and a holding penalty will take it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which I believe was right around the 35. So they'll mark that back to the 40-yard line of Brookwood after the hold. Play comes in from the near side. Caden Keller ushers that in. 2:39 remaining in the opening quarter. 13-0 Bulldogs. Ithaca up to the football. Ball resting on the Brookwood